Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic for today, Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei, is a fascinating discussion that emerges from our Gemara on Amud Beis, and that is, where is it appropriate to celebrate Sheva Brachos? Can one choose to make Seuda Sheva Brachos in any particular house, or does it have to take place in what's referred to as the Beis Chasanim, as we're going to see shortly? That this is a big machlokis rishonim that emerges from our Gemara, and to this day, there are different customs that revolve around the halacha lemaisa. In our Gemara, we had Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda quoting in the name of Rav that the chosan and the shushvinin are potter from sukkah because they need to be in the area of the chuppah. Tosas comments in Dibra Amaschel Ein Sub Ela Bechupa Mashma Mikan De Imiyotza Chosa Mechupasa Afilu Kaloso Ima Vauchen La Echo Bebayis Acher De Eim Varchin Shasimcha Bemono. That is one of what we refer to as one of the phenomenon of a Seuda Sheva Brachos, and that is a Zimun Shasimcha Bemono, although for that matter, Asimcha Bemono could be said even in a Zimun with three. And not only if there are 10 people that are necessary for Sheva Brachos, you can't even say that. Take a look at the first wide line in Taisis, Ki even ein simcha ela bechuppa, because the simcha is only where there is a chuppah. In other words, there's a canopy. It's an area that is designated and dedicated for the Simchas Chasan Lekala. But Stam Seuda in somebody else's house, then in such a case, the simple reading is that there would not be even Shasimcha Bemono, the Zimun of Shasimcha Bemono, and Kavachomer, the full Sheva Brachos, that would not take place. Tosis goes on to point out that this chuppah does not necessarily have to be the original wedding canopy. However, Tosis concludes, El makam ikar yeshivas hachasim kala kari le chuppah. V'lo makam ha'asui la'akroi ba'alma. And not something that's stam la'akroi. In other words, coincidentally, they were there and they had a seuda. That would not be enough to be considered a chuppah. And that's why in our Gemara we discussed that it could very well be that a chasan is potter from sukkah because the mitzvah being mesameach lechasan and kala is by their chuppah. There is a big discussion, halacha lemaisa, what does that mean today? If Tosos, even the Poiske Ashkenaz, said that a regular meal, akroi ba'alma, does not qualify as sheva brachos, what will be today? Let's put it in very practical terms. Let's say your aunt and uncle invite to have sheva brachos in their house, a restaurant. All of those places, is that considered the makom hachuppah? Halacha lemaisa, there is a big machlokis between the poskim of Svarad with the poskim Ashkenaz, and of course, like in many instances, there are fascinating overlaps between the two as well. Let us hear the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Samach Beis, Halachos of Sheva Brachos Siv Beis, the lashon of the Mechaber is consistent with the simple reading of our Gemara. And like we saw, even the Balitosis, the Poskei Ashkenaz, also formulated as being connected specifically to the Chuppah. Listen to the lashon of the Mechaber. Mevarchin birchas chasan bebeis chasanim acha birchas hamazon. We say birchas chasanim, what we refer to colloquially today as sheva brachos, in the house of the chasanim. What exactly is beis chasanim? So the chasan's house most definitely would apply. And therefore, if you're having sheva brachos in the chasan's house, lekulei alma halacha lemaisa, then you would make sheva brachos. Of course, most of the times, today, it's neither in the chassan's house nor in the chuppah. The chassan's house, usually the chassan and kala, are still unpacking. So that's not the most elegant place to do it. Usually it's done in another place. What exactly is the Ramah's take on this? So the Ramah does not seem to disagree. However, the Taz in Sif Katan Zayin seems to have a dissenting view. There, the Mechaber, who extends his position to a phenomenon in which the chasan and kala leave the chuppah, they do not make sheva brachos if they eat somewhere else, unless they have entirely forgotten about the chuppah, and they don't return, and they're making their place in a new area, says the Mechaber, then that's considered Beis Chasanim as well, and you can make Sheva Brachos over there. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says that it could be that will be even more broad than that. Says the Taz, Nira da Achshav, the halacha has changed. Yesh levarech afilu bebayis acher, the ikur beis hachupa kosva tosos dahainu makom ikur yeshivas hachasim v'kala. Anything that's called the ikur yeshivas hachasim v'kala, we could be broad enough to call that a chupa. And therefore today, if you're announcing to people, you're inviting people, here we're going to come and be misameach im chasim v'kala, we're going to make them sheva brachas, so then in such a case, as long as it's a su'uda l'kvod hachasim v'hakala, then in such an instance, it's all considered Beis Chasanim. In the Sefer, Yalkut Yosef Sovas Machos, by Reb Yitzchak Yosef, the present Rav HaRashi in Eretz Yisrael, he points out that this is the source for Ashkenazim today, that we make, quote-unquote, Sheva Brachos, anytime it's an area which is a Makom HaMiyuchad, a Su'udah HaMiyuchedes, L'chasan V'kala. However, he quotes his father, Chacham Avadya Shlita, that quotes the great Rosh Yeshiva of Parat Yosef, Reb Ezra Atiya, who says that all of the years Sfaradim were machmir on this Nakuda. And therefore, for Achenu B'nei HaSfaradim, for them, it is a fascinating question if the Sheva Brachos is not taking place in the house of the Chasan, and it's not in the area of the Chuppah, there is a real Sfeika Dedina, if it's not Bebeis Chasanim, and the words of the Yalkut Yosef in page Reish Tes Veiz are the following. Vilimrot Shebekol Su'uda Yesh L'Chatan Simcha, even though in every Su'uda the Chasan has Simcha, Ach Bebeito HaSimcha Meruba, but if it's in his house, it's greater. And that's what seems from our Gemara. V'tiknu, and the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, V'tiknu birchat chatanim rak bebeito, as Marana HaShulchan Aruch describes. V'im kein heich navo v'nismoch l'maaseh b'inyanei brachot al spi svarot v'chilukim neged ha-mevur b'Shulchan Aruch u'beprat shu neged ha-minhag. He's quoting all of this from his father. V'arei afilu neged Maran amrinan safik brachot l'hakel. There are times Chacham Avadya would say safik brachot l'hakel even against the Shulchan Aruch, the one of the few instances where Chacham Avadya Yosef Zatzal would not follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, v'kol shekein hacha, shekein hu dat maran ha-Shulchan Aruch, shekibalnu hara'atav, v'chein ha-minhag, u'bevadai she'in listamech al svarot v'chilukim levarech sheva brachot shelo bebeit chatanim. Certainly, writes Chacham Avadya, that you should not have sheva brachos outside of the Beit Chatanim, v'kach derech ha-psak, l'chush l'safik brachot, hecha d'leka min ha-glevarech. So to this day, there are different traditions in regards to the implication of the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei, and that is, could you redefine the Beis Chasanim to be a place that is not the Chasan's house, and say the Chuppah is a traveling Chuppah wherever there is a Su'uda that's Miyuchad l'Chasan v'Kala, or not? Or one would say that it has to be dafka bebeis chasanim pshuto kimashmo. Hence, there are two traditions today within Klal Yisrael. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha from the daily daf in Sukkah and Daf Chaf Hei.